Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We are at the Cannes Festival, and we're here talking with Pascal Dio.
Good morning,
director of the Venice Market. And we are here to talk about a new version and a new cloth of the Venice Market. It's called the Venice Production Bridge.
Yes, this is a new name of the Venice Film Market, Venice Production Bridge, because even if it has been an idea from the beginning, we really wanted to focus on production and producers. So one of the new initiatives that we are developing, it's the what we call the Venice Gap Financing Market. It has been existing for 2 years, but it was just limited to European projects. This time, we are opening up this gap financing market to projects coming from all over the world. The criteria is still the same, 70% of the financing in place. And we are opening, and we will select 25 long feature, both fiction and documentaries. And we have already identified 5 TV series, 5 web series, and 5 VR projects. And so with those 40 projects, we will organize one-to-one meeting with private investors or public investors, funds, sales agents, post-production companies, because you know that there are more and more investing into co-production during 2 days on the 2nd and the 3rd of September. And we hope it will have the same success as we had with the 2 previous editions. We have a really good results and feedback, because, and what is amazing is that indeed after the 2 past editions, we had films in competition in Berlin, in Cannes, in Venice, in Toronto, and a lot of films have been completed and released in several territories. And what is interesting, it's because, probably because Venice is an expensive city, as you know, companies like Cannes, but more than Cannes, and so companies are just sending decision makers, which means that the meetings between the film teams and the investors are much more efficient. And I have to say that I have figured out that I would say 50% of the projects have the deals have been finalized within the 3 months following the market, in fact.
So
which means it's really fast, efficient, very efficient. And fast.
And you have another news.
Yes, we are also besides this one and the other one, which were already existing, like Final Cut in Venice and so on. We will launch a book adaptation rights market. So it means that we will have around 15 European, not only European, I would say, publishers coming from all over the world. We are doing something which is really different from Cannes or from Berlin, is that we are not selecting books. We are asking the publisher to come with their whole lineup and catalog, so that they can, depending on the producer they have in front of them, to propose them either a novel, either an essay, or a comic book, or whatever. And I do think it will be also much more efficient and interesting for producers to have such kind of possible choice and potential.
And how do you prepare those meetings for them? Because you will help them to...
Absolutely. What I will do is I will, of course, send in both ways the list of the producers to... the publishers and vice versa, and I will go with them. I will have someone who will help them to set up meetings and so on and so on. Even if we are not in advance organizing one-to-one meeting, we will be there
to try to make them mingle
and to
the
cocoon
most.
Them yeah, exactly. As much as possible, so that they are not lost within all those producers who will be coming to Venice.
Okay, so we're going to meet in Venice for the Venice Production Bridge and for the Venice, how it's called, the section, the
book adaptation rights market.
And we're going to talk in September about that on place to see
definitely
live what is happening.
Live, absolutely. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you very much, Pascal. Pascal Dio, director of the Venice Film Market, was Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.